Now, the rest of the story. It is long past bedtime, but there's one light in this Los Angeles home, and the light is beside the piano. Songwriter Frederick is creating again. Tonight, arduously. Chords from the keyboard echo in his weary brain, taunting him. Somehow they are not quite right. The architecture of the melody is polished, craftsmanlike, but somehow not inspired. And yet Frederick will work that night until the song is alive, until the song sings itself. Work is the price of such magic. That's how hits are born. And Frederick has scored hits before. Even though you may never, ever have known him as a songwriter, that particular secret talent is the rest of the story. Frederick's one of show business's most successful singers. Composer Irving Berlin called him the purest talent I've ever worked with. As a singer, Frederick was Irving Berlin's favorite. Frederick introduced more all-time top tunes than any other singer of his day, among them Night and Day, The Way You Look Tonight, One for My Baby. He introduced an unprecedented four consecutive Oscar-nominated songs from 1934 through 1937. Lots of singers made their own radio shows back then, but Frederick's was one of the big ones. Variety reviews raved about his singing. Mastery, it was called. Indeed, his voice was lyrical, persuasive, and it convincingly related the joys and the sorrows of being in love. Time after time, his phonograph recordings broke hit parade records. The world's best lyricists competed to put words in his mouth. Cole Porter and Otto Harbach, Dorothy Fields and Irving Berlin, Ira Gershwin and Johnny Mercer. That Frederick actually collaborated with George Gershwin himself, and that the song Frederick wrote with Johnny Mercer as a lyricist actually made the hit parade, that number was called I'm Building Up to an Awful Letdown. For yes, singer Frederick was a songwriter as well. In fact, songwriting had been his lifelong passion. It was that mutual obsession that sparked his close friendship with George Gershwin back in the days when both haunted the noisy corridors of Tin Pan Alley. And for the rest of his life, Gershwin would have the utmost respect for Frederick's musical talent, would even marvel at Frederick's jazz piano ability. You may never have heard any of his 50 or so songs, but chances are you have. Tunes like Hello Baby and Life is Beautiful, because Frederick wrote songs right up to the last days of his life. And yet hardly anyone thinks of him as a songwriter or even as a singer. Because in addition to those gifts, which he considered his primary gifts, singing and composing, in the words of one Hollywood talent scout, he also danced a little. Frederick Austerlitz, the singer who introduced more hits than any other singer of his generation, the secret songwriter, you knew as Fred Astaire. Only now, you know the rest of the story.